My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But we promised the Mina Kimes. And there's a reason we want to play this and talk about it for a second, because I know that some of you are almost like calling out the hypocrisy of this conversation. It's like you can't say that you're sick of the Brandon Ayuk thing and then respond to that by talking about it for 2 hours. But I think that's what I want to talk about today, is that this has now become something that is no longer fun. It's no longer working in the favor of whoever's winning the war of public opinion. That's how these things often go. And I've argued for a few weeks already that it's odd that CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys are such at odds that CeeDee himself is quote tweeting commentary from the owner of the team. That's as dramatic as it gets, and nobody talks about it. But Brandon Ayuk is the lead story on every debate show. That tells you that the 49ers are the show. If the Dallas Cowboys are getting moved to the back burner for the 49ers, that tells you everything you need to know. They are a content machine right now. Just ask Netflix executives. However, you crossed the bridge and fell off the cliff. You lost everybody. This has gone on too long, and I think at the core of that is not only the length of it, it's the believability of it. Nobody believes you're fighting anymore. You have to have the threat of like, am I leaving or am I not?
Dude, this thing's over.
Nobody believes you anymore.
It's over. He's signing tomorrow.
So then do it.
He's gonna.
Then do it.
He's not out at camp, engaged in huddles, and getting handshakes from teammates and coaches if this isn't over.
Then do it.
Dot the I, cross the T.
Do it.
They will.
Do it.
By the time we go on the air tomorrow, this will be done.
Lock it in, Grant. Thank you. So that means by 1:47 tomorrow.
The lawyers are doing all their lawyer stuff.
You think this is done?
Yeah.
1:47 tomorrow.
The lawyers are doing all their lawyer.
And if it's not?
I don't know. I'll do something stupid.
Okay.
Stupider than normal.
All right. Mina Kimes, ESPN, Rich Eisen Show.
I have reached a point with this story where I just don't want to hear it anymore.
I agree.
Like, he in this story is your friend who has been saying they're going to leave their ex for months, right? It's like, oh, man, this time. And you know, as a friend, you get to a point where you're like, yeah, man. And then you just don't give them anything back because you don't want to talk about it anymore. That's where I am with Ayuk and the Niners. You aren't going to leave him or her or them or whoever the Niners are. You're not going to. So I don't want to hear about it anymore because it feels like this was just a gigantic waste of everybody's time.
There it is. And that's what I mean. It's not just the amount of commentary. It's the believability of it. You have to make us think that something bad might happen. I was getting asked for the better part of the last 2 months, places that I went, it would constantly be like, we're not giving up Kuminga for Markkanen, are we? We're not doing Pajemski, are we? Or someone might have the opposite opinion. Are we getting Markkanen? You're not going to let Pajemski hold up a Markkanen deal. What are the Warriors doing? Because there was believability that something was about to happen and could go down. I don't know exactly when it was, but somewhere along the line, and everybody maybe left at a different time. Sounds like you left 2 weeks ago. But whether it was this most recent report where the Niners reportedly came to an agreement with the Steelers and said, Brandon, you can have this offer, you have this offer, go ahead and pick it. And then nothing happened for 48 hours. And it's like, well, okay, now I don't. And he shows up to practice and he's high-fiving people and talking to him after plays in a red shirt. So as soon as you do that.
In a Steelers jersey.
You've lost believability. No one thinks you're going anywhere
anymore.
What do you mean
by believability? Because I never believed any of those Warriors proposed trades that we talked about for 2 weeks.
Well, I think that they were talking. The okay. Warriors were there. There was a proposal to the Jazz.
I think there's more meat on this bone. We jump on like a tweet by somebody. Like sources say that the Warriors are in talks with. Okay, there's meat on this bone. We know Ayuk's not happy. We know the Niners are thinking about trading him. Like there's more. This is more substantial.
I totally
the
disagree.
The other was a little bit of a rumor.
I totally disagree.
Why?
Because the Warriors, first of all, they actually made a trade offer to the Clippers for Paul George. That was an offer that was on the table.
Okay.
The Warriors are swinging big. They always do. They're thinking big. They've got Steph Curry. They're going to try to make big moves for Steph. And so I think that they were involved in and will continue to be involved in every conversation about a big name on the move, particularly if that player is tall. They need tall. They're very much in that. This is different. I think all that we've got here is two people mad at each other. That's it. That's it. I don't think anybody believes any of this crap anymore.
I don't think they're mad at each other. I just think they're negotiating. Sometimes it gets weird.
And it's personal. Therefore, they're mad at each other. Look, Kyle Shanahan reportedly very annoyed with Brandon's presence around the facility. Brandon has taken it personally. These are all source reports, and I believe that. What I don't believe is Niners have an agreement with the Browns, Patriots, and Steelers. They're about to trade him. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's never made any sense. It doesn't make any sense for these acquiring teams. Think about it. They want to give Brandon $30 million and a haul of draft picks and players? What on earth are you doing?
Trying to get better?
You wouldn't. If the Browns gave up a 2, a 5, and Amari Cooper and got Brandon Ayuk, are they better? No, they're stupid.
So Ayuk's camp is floating those rumors out there, is your take?
No idea. I think that both sides have been using the media and it has reached a point of ineffectiveness.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah. But I don't like this should be done by now if anybody was real about getting him out of here. It'd be done. It's not that complicated. So I think he's been posturing the whole time. He is smarter than we think because he's not gone yet. And I believe it would be something maybe just short of career suicide to leave after 4 years with the 49ers.
What do you think he's going to get annually out of this if he does sign with the Niners?
I don't know, 27 and a half.
And he wants 30?
I mean, who doesn't want 30? I mean, everybody wants, like, who's ever signed a contract and been like, that's enough? I mean, maybe NBA players who have a max. You signed a contract where you thought more would be like,
no.
Okay.
I just like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's good. We're good. I mean, obviously, I signed it.
Yeah. But usually, you know, sometimes you ever do this when you're negotiating? You're like, here's my number. And they're like, sounds great. And you're like, crap.
I should have held out longer.
Should ask for more.
Should have asked for more. There's probably always more on the table, no matter when or what you're negotiating. It's just a matter if you have the stones to like keep going. There's always more on the table.
Yeah.
Even if they say that's it, that's the final offer. The most powerful negotiating is walking.
Yeah. No, they've got money. It's like a hotel with rooms. Oh, we're all booked up. No, you're not.
There's always
rooms. There's always a room.
Yeah, and you have to be nice to the front desk. If you're nice to the people that work at the front desk, you get the corner room with all the windows. Say, oh, do I get the presidential suite today? How's your day going? Are you guys doing okay? It looks busy.
It's not
you guys got to be having a tough day. You guys all right?
Nice.
You want me to get you a coffee? Next thing you know, you get the corner room.
Yeah, it's because you played in the big leagues.
Yeah, no.
It's not because you're nice.
Nice,
but
always be nice to the gate attendant when you're getting on the plane.
Be nice to
everybody.
They
can make your life hell. Just coming back from the last trip, this lady was not nice at the gate, and I'm not going to mention what airlines. She was mean. My flight got canceled.
Oh, wait.
And I asked for help.
You're talking about the flight. The gate. The employee.
At the gate. Yeah. They can make your life.
Oh, yeah.
Miserable.
And they can also make it heavenly.
Yeah.
They could take care of you.
Always be nice to the gate agent. Always. And I was trying to be nice, but she just didn't like the way. I think I was getting profiled. She didn't like the way I looked.
Oh.
She was mean to me.
Oh.
Like, out of the gate. I was super nice. Like, how's your day going? She didn't want to have it. Yeah, my flight got canceled, and I'm trying to get on this one.
What about your look would bother some?
My beard's a little long right now. I need to tighten it up.
How about just always be nice?
Yeah.
Is that hard?
No.
I don't know why that's hard for people.
Super easy.
Be nice.
Super easy. Until somebody's a jerk to you.
Well, yeah, you can defend yourself.
That's when the old baseball player comes out. I'm breaking up a double play now. I tried to be nice.
Then I tried to
be nice again. Then I tried to be nice the third time, and you're a jerk. I'm breaking up.
I'm talking about when you come out of the gate.
I'm coming and hard.
Why would you come out of the gate anything but nice? Why?
Yeah.
What would be any reason to not just
she's probably having a bad day.
Oh, well, sure. We've all got those.
She's probably having a bad day.
I'm sorry. That's not an excuse.
And then I was not nice after that. Yeah. Not nice. Back. I'm like, if you want to play this game and we're going down this avenue, I'm not going to be nice back, and this is going to get weird.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.